Virgin Radio 104.4 morning, the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? We're live. Bit of a confession.
Go.
Remember when we all went to Disneyland Paris?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? I think about that so often because we flew out there, mm-hmm. right? Big thanks to the guys from Air France as well.
Yes.
Because they made that happen.
Love you guys.
And do you recall that they did the big parade? And I always just think of Rossi, Prudy, and myself. We're at the head of the Disneyland Paris parade. Like, so it's a convoy of all the amazing characters that Disneyland have.
Yeah.
And the three of us are in the front vehicle waving to the crowd in Paris.
Yeah.
I always think of that moment when we look back in our lives, just going, what's some of the weirdest places you've gone to and been put in? And then we'll be like, well, we were at the head of the parade in Disneyland. Yeah. Remember the tourists sort of looking at us going,
who's that?
Some were a little bit jealous though, I thought.
Yeah.
They were like, oh.
It's a huge honor to be able to do that.
Yeah, and then we got off the parade and then they had these
VIP.
VIP seating right at the front of the parade and you could just see other people go, hold on a second, who are these guys?
And like people were coming over to us, like the characters from like, you know, The Lion King or whatever were coming up to us and like
interacting.
And it funny.
The funny and saddest part was we didn't have our kids with us. So Rossi and I just enjoying this amazing Disneyland Paris moment, which is so amazing.
Yeah.
And we're like, we've got kids and we're like, we don't care, we're here.
Unforgettable experience.
Unbelievable. So. I got an email from the guys from Disneyland Paris saying, hey, they're doing a huge Lion King.
Yes, this year in the summer, right?
Now you're going. You've booked your tickets. Yeah. You've paid. You've done everything.
Yeah, I've booked because we went to the Disneyland Paris Hotel where the characters come and have breakfast with you.
So cute.
I've paid for that.
Good on you.
Splashed out. So I'm looking forward to that.
Rossi's stipulated many times. Yes. He's paid for that. He has.
I can't believe it myself, actually.
It's going to be good.
But it is this Lion King and Jungle Festival.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. It's happening, if anyone's going to Paris, till September 22nd. The guys have invited me and Nushi and Kiki to come through, which is super cool.
Wow.
Yeah, great.
They have. And I'm going to tell the crazy Russian boss, yo, I'm just going to bounce out to Paris for the weekend. I haven't told the kids, which is super cool. I can't wait to tell them that we're going to go.
Hopefully they're not listening.
No, they won't be. They don't like listening to Daddy sometimes in the morning.
Okay. YouTube wins.
Yeah. Dad, we are on YouTube right now, Dad.
YouTube wins, always.
Now, here's where my confession is. I haven't watched The Lion King. I have not watched The Lion King.
What? So
the greatest cartoon ever.
I know the song.
Stop.
Okay.
Eddie.
Chris.
Please, I apologize.
Yeah. Chris, how have you not seen The Lion King?
Now,
is an iconic movie.
I know the parts where he gets, like, Simba gets lifted. I know the story behind it, but I haven't sat down and watched it from beginning to end. So I have planned to do it before we actually go. Now, the kids have watched it. They love The Lion King.
They have,
100%
right?
They've watched it. Yeah, I put it on for them. I watched Lion King. It's amazing. It's a classic. I never told them that I haven't watched it.
It's probably because you're on your phone most of the
maybe,
time.
Maybe that's
it. I can't believe when you were younger, you never saw The Lion King.
No, I mean, I was watching like, I don't know.
What was it? Like 1993 or something?
Yeah. 92, something like that.
So I would have been 3.
No, that's a lie. That is a lie.
I would have been 12 or 13. I mean, 12 or 13, what was that? I don't know what I was watching.
It came out.
So I have not watched The Lion King, but
94.
What I want to ask, what I want to put out there right now is there a movie that you haven't watched that you're like a bit of ashamed to say that you haven't watched it?
You feel like the world has watched like The Lion King. The world has watched it, except for Chris Fade.
So what's the one movie that you've never watched that you know you probably should have watched by now? Taking your calls, 04-871-5544. All right, 04-871-5544. What is that one movie that you have not watched that you know you probably should have?
Mm.
I give you my word, I will watch The Lion King in the next couple of weeks.
You have to.
All right, and you can test me on it. You got to test me on it.
Oh, for sure.
All right, we're going to take your calls next. What's the one movie you haven't watched that you should have? 04-871-5544. Cardi B, Bad Bunny. Yo, it's the Chris Fade Show. This is Virgin Radio Morning.